the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every time I think to myself, I don't need to worry about the soggy fish sandwich. No one believes that stuff anymore. I'll hear a report of some bishop or priest or deacon or scripture scholar who said, well, you know, the real miracle, you know, Jesus didn't really multiply the loaves. He just encouraged people to share what they had brought with them. This miracle was about sharing. And I shake my head and I say a little prayer to my friend, Father Benedict Rochelle, the late teacher who was on EW10 a lot, and say, do something about this. The soggy fish sandwich is still going around, because that's what he called this theory. The soggy fish sandwich theory. That people were just, Jesus was just such a neat guy. And he was a neat guy, but that's not where the miracle came from. Such a neat guy that he encouraged everyone to share their soggy fish sandwiches that they had brought with them. And that's why there was enough to feed the 4,000, and that's why there was so much left over. Bunk. This is not the plain meaning of the scripture. The plain meaning of the scripture was, hey, there's more left over than where it began. We're in the middle of nowhere. No one could have went and bought anything. Jesus performed a miracle, and the miracle we're talking about is not just inspiring people to be nice. He altered the laws of nature. This is how the church interpreted this from the beginning. It's how the people who were there interpreted it. You know, if it was just about sharing, they would have said, oh, this is about sharing. This is what we call a heresy. It is a twisting of the faith. And the heresy is that we have to, you know, these miracle things, they didn't really happen. We have to explain them away in terms of our ordinary experience and nature. It's the same thing that you would find if you went to Monticello, the home of Thomas Jefferson. You'd find his Bible, which is a remarkable thing, because what he did is he cut out all the parts with miracles in it because he didn't believe they happened. It's the heresy of modernism, and it is deadly. Because if Jesus is just a nice guy, if he's just a good teacher, or if we could say, if Jesus did not truly rise from the dead, then we are the most foolish of men. So when you hear this, don't be tempted to think, oh, well, that was nice. Think, wow, Christ altered the very laws of nature to bring about the fact that there was more food, even after they were done eating to their fill, than there was when they began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.